Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Just do it. Just get into the Latin market or international traffic because it's cheap, it's untapped territory, and the competition is minimal. And there's big, big, big opportunity.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. If you're looking to get started with Facebook ads, you're a total beginner and you'd like to learn how you can create profitable Facebook ads for less than $10 a day, don't miss my free streaming online workshop that I put together for you, which you can sign up for over at rickmulready.com/newbies. That's N-E-W-B-I-E-S, rickmulready.com/newbies. All right, here's today's episode. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How's it going, AOPTers? I am Rick Mulready. Can you tell I'm trying to figure out what to call you guys? For some reason, the acronym AOPT has really caught on with people, and they're always referring to this podcast as AOPT. Totally cool. I'm trying to figure out what to call you guys, though. AOPTers, I've used AOPT friends. Still trying to figure that out. Any suggestions, tweet me at Rick Mulready or leave a comment over on the show notes page. I'd love to hear what you think. But anyway, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you tuning into the podcast here. I've got a really interesting episode for you today as my guest is Gus Sevilla, and he is an expert in running paid traffic to the Latin American market. And I asked Gus to join me because this conversation offers a different perspective on the show here than anyone we talked about. So if you're looking for an opportunity to grow your business in markets outside of the US, where paid traffic is a lot less expensive, and there's very little competition at this time. That is, of course, until everybody hears this episode, there's going to be a whole lot of competition. Sorry, Gus. My interview with Gus here today is really going to resonate with you and give you a lot of ideas to think about. So you're going to be learning things like the most important thing that you need to do when considering marketing to other countries outside of the US. We're going to be talking about the mentality that you need to have, not only for yourself, but also that you need to consider for your target in other countries. Gus talks about strategies that are working right now when it comes to marketing to the Latin American market. Why, if you're considering marketing to other countries outside the US, that you may want to consider reaching those audiences first within the United States. And Gus will explain more about that. Gus talks about why opt-in pages haven't worked for him and what is working instead. And the one thing that Gus suggests that you do right now, if you're looking to grow your business through markets that are outside of the US, I think you're going to find this one really interesting today. All right, here's Gus Sevilla. All right, Gus, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How you doing, man?
Very good, man. Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming on today. And I'm excited to be talking about this topic because it's one that we haven't really broached here on the podcast yet. But before we jump into it, give us a little bit of a background, just a quick background about yourself and sort of, you know, your sort of role, if you will, in the whole world of paid traffic here, what you've been doing.
Well, I'm a jack of all trades, what you would call it. Pretty much I've been doing internet marketing for about 14 years now. 10 years for like over a decade, I've been doing it in the English market. But recently I got into the Latin market. And just been running traffic from there, just doing different strategies, PPC, PPV, building my list, which is one of the main things that I do in there. Mm-hmm. It's been going very well. It's been going very, very, very good. Now, you know, with the trend of Facebook lately, in the last couple of years, you know, I've been trying that out in the Latin market. It's also a big explosion for me as well.
What directed you over towards the Latin market?
That's very interesting. It's a very interesting story. A couple of years back, I went to a seminar in Arizona for Jeff Walker, the product mm-hmm. launch formula. Mm-hmm. And right next to me, it was like an empty seat. And somebody sits next to me, like about an hour later, he says, "Listen, can I sit there?" And I said, "Yeah, you can sit there." And we ended up talking. We ended up being in the same mastermind with Jeff and everything. And he ended up being in the Latin market. And he was having a seminar a couple of months after. And he invited me over. I went over there, and he gave me some VIP treatment, and it was a small seminar. It wasn't that many people in there, mm-hmm. but it kind of opened my eyes because of the stuff that people were talking about and the things that they were doing, and I saw the potential. So I said, you know what? Let me try this market. Let me see what happens. I speak Spanish. I was born and raised in New York, so I speak Spanglish.
Okay.
And, I don't speak English, and I don't speak Spanish.
Nice.
So I said, let me try it out. It can't hurt. And I developed a product shortly after, a couple of months later. And I did my first launch, and we actually did $250,000 in about 5 days. So it was pretty good. So after that, I said, you know what? This is it. I'm going to stay here. Let me see what happens. And ever since then, I've been just marketing to the Latin community. And it's been going very, very well. I've been learning Spanish in the process, too.
Oh, you have, really?
Well, my Spanish was really bad.
Yeah.
To say the least. So now it's a lot better.
You're leaning away from the Spanglish more towards the Spanish.
Yeah. So, I mean, I learned a lot. Believe me when I tell you. I mean, like doing the webinars, I learned a lot because I used to see things that wouldn't make any sense. And sometimes I would throw words that wouldn't make sense for certain countries,
mm-hmm.
the slang. And but I learned it in the process, and now I'm more neutral when it comes to what I say, you know.
So let's talk about that for a second. So what are some of those things that you need to consider if you are, you know, looking at another market outside of the U.S. market? So in this case here, we'll talk about, you know, the Latin markets here, slang, budgets, that sort of thing. What are some of those things that you need to consider if you're looking at one of those markets that it's outside of the States?
First thing you need to consider is you need to know where you want to target, like what market, and by which market I mean which country.
Mm-hmm.
Every country has a different slang, dialect, culture, way of thinking. Some countries they can't spend a certain amount of money online; they're very restricted. So you have to know your market. You have to study really, really good. And I would say,
you mean like legally restricted, or they're just restricted from you know their own personal budget perspective?
No, they're legally restricted.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. For example, Venezuela, they can't do certain things online, or they have a certain budget they can only spend a year. So,
interesting. Okay.
If you're selling, let's say, a high ticket item, you can't really sell to Venezuela or to certain other countries.
Mm.
And if you're selling, let's say, physical products, you know, you have to consider, do you offer shipping to those countries?
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle the currency, the taxes? Is that product allowed in that country? Can you ship it to that country? So there's a lot of little things that you need to consider before you even start putting your ads or building landing pages or even thinking about, making money.
Right.
With that product itself.
So a lot of research is going to go into that before you really dive into a specific market.
Yes, definitely. And I'll grant that. I mean, there's a huge explosion now with in the Latin market. As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, I read an article that said that in 1996, I believe it was 66% of the searches were from the U.S., but now it has dropped to like 13%, which leaves, you know, like a huge room for international traffic, you know, and a big part of it, of that percentage is Latin traffic.
Hmm. So why would somebody, I'm saying, because I'm thinking about what you just said there, why would somebody at what point would somebody want to consider, like, all right, someone like yourself, you spent 10 years in the U.S. market, and then you decided to check out the Latin market. If someone who's listening right now wants to do the same thing, what, like, I'm trying to figure out, who is this right for? You know, what type of situation might somebody be in where they're like, you know what, I want to test out a different market outside of the States?
Well, see, like anybody else, you know, the Latin market, you know, we have needs. And I say we because I feel already part of this this whole explosion.
Sure.
You know, we want solutions for things. You know, we're buying car insurances. We're buying different products, anti-aging. You know, like a whole bunch of different products that, just like the U.S., you know, we are in need for. Mm-hmm. The only difference is that the Latin market is really not conditioned, just like to buy online. They have credit cards, they go online, they buy on Amazon, they buy on eBay, they make purchases online with no problem, they pay their bills online, and it's become part of the society. Mm-hmm. Now, in the Latin market, it's a little bit different. They're more skeptical, and also another thing that you have to consider is that these people get paid like $200-$300 a month.
Yeah.
And they pay like, you know, either every month or every 15 days. So although they may have the same needs, you know, their reach for spending is not really there as like the U.S. market. So, I mean, we can definitely promote, let's say, diet products or things like that, but they won't really react to it just like the U.S. market would. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, there's a big Hispanic market in the U.S. market. So sure. In the United States, there's a huge, you know, Hispanic market. And as a matter of fact, you can, you know, put ads in English for the Hispanic market in the U.S. market. And it's a huge explosion as well. And these guys are very easy to reach. They spend a lot of money because they have the American mentality. Mm-hmm. If you want to target to them in Spanish, you can also do that as well. You can build landing pages in Spanish with the keywords in Spanish, pay a lot less for PPC, and still reach a Hispanic U.S. market that's accustomed to spending online.
Now, would you, if someone's looking, if this is of interest to somebody, so someone's listening right now and they're like, yeah, this is something that I really want to start testing out, would you recommend that they start that way, trying to reach the Hispanic market here in the States, or, you know, starting that research into other countries and trying to think about, all right, this is a country that I potentially might want to kind of dive into and test out?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely reach out the Hispanic market in the U.S.
Yeah.
To start off, because it's a little bit easier. You can start doing campaigns in English and then translate them into Spanish. Now, if you're trying to do PPC outside the U.S., you have to consider a lot of things. Like we say, one of those things is the slang. When you build, say, landing pages, those mm-hmm. keywords have to be targeted to that specific market, to that specific country. It has to make sense. Those keywords have to make sense.
Sure.
Another tip that I want to give you is that each country has a different domain. So, for example, let's say Mexico, they have .com.mx. Argentina, they have .com.ar. Colombia, they have .com.co. So, if you're building a landing page, it's I recommend you buy a domain from that specific country, and then build your landing page there, put your keywords, and target it that way.
What are some other different strategies and tactics that you might use? Let's just keep going with the, I want to target a specific, Latin American country, you know, not targeting the audience in the States. What are some different strategies and tactics that you would consider that are working pretty well right now? Of course, I don't want you to give away any secrets right now, but, but, you know, kind of what you're seeing out there that is, from a strategic and tactical perspective, what's working?
Well, right now what's working for me, I would say, well, I'm in the internet marketing niche, obviously, and there's a big need for people making extra money, you know, like anywhere, not only outside the you know, in Spanish countries, but like anywhere. So for me, it's worked pretty well, like the internet marketing niche. I mean, obviously, there's many sub niches from there. Diet products have worked very well. As a matter of fact, I do have a diet product that's been converting very, very well. It's my own. And anti-aging, that's another one that's been working really good for Spanish countries.
So you mentioned the diet product is yours. Are the other products that you're creating, are the other products ones that you're creating, or are these affiliate products? Where do they fall?
Well, the diet product is mine. Actually, okay. I'm 50-50% partner with somebody else.
Gotcha.
And it's been doing very, very well. other products that I promote are as an affiliate. And of course, in the internet marketing niche, you know, when I promote my own products or when I do different launches or promote different launches from different JVs, you know, it's been done. It's been going very well as well.
Okay, I want to go back to the sort of the mentality of doing and using paid traffic for these different markets. And we talked about the need for research. Where would somebody start with that research? And let's just say you mentioned Venezuela before. If I decide I want to do, you know, target Venezuela, it sounds like it's not necessarily a good choice. But if I do want to, where would I start doing that sort of research, and what would I be looking for?
Well, we would do the research just like anything else. You know, what I do personally is I go to Google, I go to Alexa, I try to go to Spanish different websites like Univision.com. It all depends on, you know, which market I want to target. Mm-hmm. Is it specifically for women? Is it specifically for men? And then I just go and research those different sites, see what ads are being ran in there. And of course, I have those spy tools. You know, I have AdBeat and different other tools that I can also you know, spy on the competition and see what's working and what's not. But basically, what I do is I write down the keywords that I want to target specifically for that country. So Venezuela has a certain slang or a certain keyword that only works in that specific country. I would just write it down. I would do a research on that specific keyword. And I would go to a different country, you know, with a similar keyword. Maybe it's the same keyword. Maybe it's a different keyword that's similar. And just compare it and see which one has more traffic, which one has more volume. And then I just target that, you know, that specific country.
And are you creating, is there any kind of content marketing around this? Or is this strictly, you know, you're using this intelligence in your ads and in your landing pages?
Both. Okay. You know, I mean, back in the days, I don't know if you recall, you know, we were putting ads straight into the landing pages, and that didn't really work out too well. I got my Google account suspended because of that.
Right.
But, you know, nowadays, pre-selling, you know, pre-sell pages is what's working. You know, just do a good pre-sell page, you know, and like articles or like different landing pages that you can collect the emails, you know, give them something free. And then that's been working very well for me.
Now, when Charles Kirkland was a previous guest on the show here, and we talked a lot about pre-sale pages, for what you're seeing, is that working better for using a pre-sale page going into directly into a sale, or a pre-sale page into an opt-in, then into the sale?
Opt-in.
Into the opt-in, okay.
Into the opt-in.
And then you're following up with some sort of email sequence to go for the sale. Is that right?
Yeah. We put them into an autoresponder sequence, and then the sale comes from there.
Okay. Now, in these other countries, how is the email sort of sequence, I guess, I'm trying to figure out the best way to ask this, how is that email sequence received by other countries? Again, going back to the mentality of that, where does that fall?
Well, that's a pretty interesting question, because when it comes to emails, the Latin countries, they use Hotmail a lot. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Hotmail, they're very strict when it comes to autoresponders or email marketing. Sometimes they don't even get those messages. So it's a little bit tricky when it comes to trying to communicate with your subscriber because of that. But overall, it's been working very, very well. I mean, once we put them through our autoresponder sequences, I think it's like the fourth or fifth email, that's when we start seeing like a spike on sales.
Fourth or fifth email. Okay.
Yeah.
And what period of time, I mean, I know this is a real general question, but roughly over what period of time are they getting those 4 to 5 emails? Is that like a week, 2 weeks? Is that longer?
No, they get it every day. They get it like one email a day.
Okay.
And then afterwards, I think after like the second week, after the week and a half, we put them into like every other day, and then we bounce to every 3 days.
Every 3 days. Okay. Yeah. And is there a certain price point for a product that's working better than others with this sort of strategy?
That's very interesting. We actually still split testing that, because I thought a low-end product would work better for the Latin market. But we just recently did a test, and we ended up selling high-ticket items, $9.97, which is pretty high for the Latin market.
Yeah.
And it actually converted very, very well. And also, in a recurring product, we tested two price points, one at $47 and one at $77. And for our actual price, the $77 is what's sticking the most. And we have a lot of dropouts in $47. but they're sticking more for the $77. So it's pretty interesting. Wow. I mean, these guys don't make that kind of money,
right?
But they're sticking with the high price as opposed to the low price.
Now on that 90 on the 997 product, is that sold right over through your email autoresponder, or is there some sort of webinar done, or what is that?
Yeah, we did
like?
That through a webinar.
We did a webinar. Okay.
We did a demo, and it was actually a software. So we actually did a demo on the webinar, and then the last 15 minutes of the webinar, we actually did the pitch, and we did the replay. So for the next 7 days, we were getting a lot of sales.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. This is really interesting, and not one that I've really thought a whole lot about. So I'm really glad that we were able to talk about this sort of thing. Gus, if you could leave with one tip, like if someone just walks away with, and when there's a lot of things that we've talked about here today that someone I want to sort of encourage people to start thinking about this if they're not already as an opportunity. But if there's one tip that you could give, sort of around everything we've been talking about, what would that be?
Just do it. Just get into the Latin market, or international traffic, because, it's cheap, it's untapped territory, and the competition is minimal. And this big opportunity.
Awesome. Gus, where can people connect with you online? What's the best place for people to find you?
it's in Spanish. I don't know.
Okay. All right. We'll drive people there. That's okay.
Yeah. I'll say it and then I'll translate it. It's
okay.
Called afiliadosecreto.com, which means secretaffiliate.com in Spanish.
Secretaffiliate.com. Okay.
It's in Spanish. So secretaffiliate.com is not my website. It's not my domain, but it's in Spanish. Afiliadosecreto.com.
All right. I'm going to email you after this and have you spell it out for me.
Gotcha.
Because I want to link that up in the show notes for today's episode. I do want to make sure that we get that. Gus, thank you so much. This has been a really interesting conversation, and really appreciate you coming on here to talk about it.
Awesome, Rick. Thank you very much. I'm honored to be in this podcast, and hey, I'll see you next time.
Hope you got a lot out of this discussion with Gus today. If you're looking to reach new markets outside of the U.S., I mean, you heard Gus talk about it. There's a huge opportunity to do so with lower paid traffic costs and a lot less competition. So thank you again. Big thanks again to Gus for coming on the show today to talk about this topic. Really interesting stuff here. Now, don't forget that every week I choose an iTunes rating and review at random from that week, and the winner will receive a free personalized Facebook ads audit from me. Now, this is where I review your Facebook ads and give honest feedback, ideas, and suggestions for improvement, showing you exactly how to tweak and improve your Facebook ads so that you can be getting the best results possible while spending the least amount of money possible. So if you'd like to win one of these personalized Facebook ads audits from me, head over to iTunes, search on The Art of Paid Traffic, leave an honest rating and review there for the show, and then email me at support@rickmulready.com to let me know that you've left that rating and review. And every Friday, I'll choose a review from at random from that week and announce it here on the show. I love doing those audits for you. All right, that's all for today's episode. I've got another great one coming up for you in the next one. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.